Yevomis Yerushalmi, corresponding to Yevomis Bavli, Daf Mem Aleph, we begin Yerushalmi on Daf Chav Vav Amid Beis, at the first Mishnah's Halacha Tes. Achilet Yevim Toy, Venosa, Achiv Esachosa, Omeis, Chilitzes Vlei Mis Yevomis. Reuven did Chalitza with Leah, and then his brother married a sister, and he died. Reuven does Chalitza, but not Yevim. Achina Magashis Ishtoy, Venosa, Achiv Esachosa, Omeis, Hoi Zupatura. Similarly, if Reuven divorced his wife and then his brother married her sister and he died, the widow is exempt from Chalitza and Yibum. The Gemara says, Shimon Baba bar Koimi Rabbi Yochanan, Ma ben Chayos, Ma ben Megarish. Shimon Baba asked Rabbi Yochanan, what's the difference between one who does Chalitza when her sister falls to him for Yibum, she needs Chalitza, and one who divorces when her sister falls to him, she is exempt. Amalei, Ma ad Sava, Chalitza, Kinyan, Ene Elepator. Yochanan answered, would you think that Chalitza is a Kinyan? It means if he married her and divorced her? It's not, it's only an exemption. Ene Achim Chayavim Alea Mishum Ishtoi Shal Chalitz, Ava Chayavim Alea Mishum Ishtoi Shal Meis. The other brothers are not liable for the Chalitza because she was the wife of the Chalitz, but they're liable for her because she was the wife of the Meis. Therefore, if we consider the Chalitz to be a Shliach of the brothers, they're liable for her only for a lav of the Issa of Lo Yivne, but not for Kois. Now, Halacha Yud, Shemeres Yavam, Shekidesh, Achiv Esachisa, Meshem Yud, Bemesiru, Amu, Amaloi, Hamtena, Sheyase, Achicha, Godol, Mase, Hotzala, Achim, Iconso, Yechnois, Esishtoi. Yud, Bemesiru says that if Reuven was Makadish, the sister of his Yavama, we tell him to wait until his brother, Shimon, does Yibim or Chalitza, and after that, Reuven may make Nisuin. Mesa Hayavama Yichnais Mesa Yavam Maitzias Ishtoi Maget Ve'eshis Achiv Bechalitza. If the Yavama died, he may do Nisuin. If Shimon died, Reuven divorces his wife and does Chalitza to his Yavama. What says, Le'amu Ela Mesa Yavimtoi Mota Be'ishtoi. Ole Mesa Ishtoi Asa Yavimtoi. Moses says, he said only that if the Yavama died, he's permitted to his wife, but if his wife died, he's forbidden to his Yavama. Amav Yochanan zu divri Rabbeloza. About divri Chachamim, Mesa Yavimtoi, Muta Bishtoi, Mesa Ishtoi, Muta Bivimtoi. Yochanan says that this is Rabbeloza's opinion, but the Chachamim say that if the Yavama died, he's permitted to his wife, if his wife died, he's permitted to his Yavama. Amav Yochanan, divri Chachamim, Koldova Shuba, Machmas Hagoyim, Batal Hagoyim, Batal Ayesa. Yochanan said that Chachamim say that any Issa due to a cause, when the cause is batel, the Issa is batel. The brother says that even though the cause is batel, the Issa remains. Now, Halacha Yud Aleph, Hayavama Leisachloitz Leitisyabim Adjihei La Shloisha Chadoshim. Hayavama may not do Yibim Chalitza until 3 months have passed from the death of her husband. Vechein Shakal Anoshim Leinasu Leisalsu. Then Shloisha Chadoshim, Achas Basulois, Achas Beulois, Achas Amonois, Achas Gushois, Achas Rusois, Achas Nisois. Only no woman may become Mukadeshis or married for 3 months, whether or not she's a virgin, whether she was divorced or widowed, from Nisuin or Kiddushin. Yudha Ime Hanasuis, Yisaosu, Vaarusois, Yinasu, Chutzmina Arusa, Shabi Yehuda, Mepneshi Libai, Gaspar. Yudha says that if she was only Mukadeshis, she may get married straight away. If she was married, meaning that after Nisuin, she may, from the first husband, she may become a Kodeshis to someone, except to an Arusa in Yehuda, since the Arus, the man, is intimate with her, is secluded, and perhaps they had relations, and therefore we have to assume it's like Nisuin, and we're not sure, we won't be sure, therefore, who would be the father, who's the father of the child, if she gets remarried immediately after that first marriage. Yossi says all women may become mukudashos immediately, except for a widow, due to avelis that she's mourning over her late husband. The Gemara says, Ad kama hakara sa'uba. How long is it until the fetus is recognized? Simchas ayimim mishum b'meir ad shleish chadoshim av bishayin ray ladava zeich ladava shneimar vayikam shleish chadoshim. Simchas, quoting b'meir, answered that it's until 3 months. Even though there's no proof, there is a hint to it in the Pasuk in Bereishis Perek Lamed Ches, Pasuk Chof Daled, and it was like 3 months passed, and they told Yehuda that Tamar is pregnant. Amar Yehuda nafilu mu beres ruach, harinu chalinu kama yaladnu ruach, Tau Hashash Toldu Gash. And Bjorn says even if she's pregnant with Ruach, means there's no baby inside, it's still not recognized until 3 months. As we quote now from the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Pe'echavav Pasuk Yudches, and we were sick like we'd given birth to Ruach, to Me'er. And also Pasuk in Perek Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Yud Aleph, you shall conceive chaff, and you shall give birth to stubble. And it's called pregnancy and birth. Zera, Rabbi Abba, Bar Zutra, Amma, Rabbi Chanina, Rishem, Rabbi Chir, Rabbi Afilo Rubo, Shorish, Rain, Rubo, Shal Acharin, Vem Sayo Shalim. Zera, quoting Rabbi Abba, Bar Zutra, quoting Rabbi Chanina, quoting Rabbi Chir, Rubo said, even the majority of the first month, the majority of the last month, and the entire middle month is enough to recognize the fetus. Asi Amma, Tishim Yoim, Shlemim. Asi said a full 90 days are required. Shmuel Amma, Hein, Ibu-rehem. Shmuel said they and their Ibu's are needed in each month counts like 20 or 29 or 30 days depending on which day was made in Shredish. Asa of the Kami Rabbanon, the Taman, the Layadin, Imshlesha Asa Minarishoin, the Shiva Asa Minarachoin, the Shiva Asa Minarachoin, the Shiva Asa Minarishoin, the Hamisha, Shleimim, Be'emsa, the Bikshu, Liga, Bevlad, Mishim Safi Mamzeus. A case occurred in front of Rabbanon there in Bovel of a woman whose husband was away for more than 3 months, and she gave birth 6 months after he returned, but we don't know if there were 13 days from the first month and 17 from the last month, or 17 from the first and 13 from the last, and 4 or 5 months in the middle. They wanted to consider the child like a Safek Mamzer, because it was likely there wasn't from her husband. I'm alone with Nachman by Yaakov, Gahina Uvda, Asa, Kremi Rabba, Baba, Ba'achshoi. Nachman Bar Yitzchak told them, such a case came in front of Abba, and he said he was Machshir the Vlad. Abba Bar Rava Palik al Shmuel Bray. Abba Rava, which is Rava Baba, disagrees with his son Shmuel. Amma Rava Shniyahi Hakasa Uba Shniyahi Leidosai Hakasa Uba Lechadoshim Flamim Veleidosai Lechadoshim Mekutoim. And Rava rejects that and says, no, the time needed to recognize the fetus is unlike the time needed for birth. Recognize the fetus is after 3 full months, whereas birth is after 7 or 9 even truncated months.